My dear listeners, welcome back to a brand new episode of Timeless Stories. Here we go back in time to relive magic and adventure and explore mythology. We are exploring previously unheard stories from the Ramayana. In our previous story, we listened to how Sugriva became the Monkey King of Kishkindha by vanquishing Vali. Although Sugriva considered Rama and Lakshmana his friends, there was a time when Rama and Lakshmana would have unfriended him. Isn't that surprising? Their friendship lasted because of Monkey Queen Tara, who was Vali's wife. Shall we find out more about what Tara did? Let us visit this courageous monkey lady in Kishkindha. Are you ready to explore this story? Come with me. Come on, let's go. Ages ago, there was a kingdom of monkeys known as Kishkindha. This is in present-day state of Karnataka in India, near the river Tungabhadra. The monkey kingdom had a healer or a doctor called Sushena, who had a very clever daughter named Tara. Tara was very knowledgeable and wise. The then king of Kishkindha, Vali, married her and she became the monkey queen of Kishkindha. Vali's younger brother Sugriva fell in love with Roma and married her. In our previous story, we listened to how Sugriva and Vali went from loving brothers to fighting with each other. If you haven't listened to the story yet, pause this one and listen to Sugriva and Vali before you continue. When Sugriva came back announcing that Vali had died, Tara was heartbroken. She accepted her fate. When Vali came back, she couldn't believe her eyes. She was so happy. She ran towards him but stopped when she heard Vali shouting at Sugriva and banished him from Kishkindha. Vali refused to let Roma go with Sugriva and kept her with him in Kishkindha. Tara waited till Vali felt calmer and approached him. She had happy tears in her eyes. "I used to pray, hoping that the news of your death was false. Now, I feel like I have my life back," she said as she hugged him. Vali said, "I can't believe he did this. I trusted him." Tara said, "Sugriva loves you dearly. I don't think he did that deliberately." Vali was arrogant. Although he loved Tara, he ignored her. A few months later, Sugriva challenged Vali to a duel. Tara warned Vali, but he ignored her. She was so happy to see him back victorious. Now, Sugriva challenged Vali yet again after a few weeks. Tara said, "Vali, this is extremely unlikely of Sugriva. He isn't as powerful as you, and he is challenging you even after you defeated him last time. I have heard that there is a Prince Rama who is searching for his missing wife. He has made friends with Sugriva. I beg you, don't go this time. Please discuss with Sugriva instead." Vali ignored Tara yet again. He said, "I'm going to kill him this time." And he left in a huff. Tara was very anxious. She knew this time wasn't going to be good. After a few hours, she heard the news that she was dreading. Vali was shot by Rama. She ran to where Vali lay with an arrow in his chest. Rama, Lakshmana, Sugriva, and the rest of the monkeys were surrounding him. She cried and cursed Rama. "Rama, Diwali would have easily helped you find your wife. Instead, you killed him. I curse that even if you find your wife, you won't be able to live with her forever. Then she noticed Vali's hand rise up and realized that he wasn't dead yet. She sat down and put his head on her lap. Vali said, "I deserve this death, Tara. You warned me a number of times. I was wrong to banish Sugriva and keep his wife Roma with us. Please promise me that you will be a trusted advisor to Sugriva once he becomes the king." Tara cried and nodded. They performed Vali's funeral with all respect, and Sugriva was crowned the king of Kishkindha. Sugriva told Rama and Lakshmana that it was the monsoon season, the season of rains, and that as soon as the rain stopped, he would help them search for Sita. He even offered for them to stay in the palace. Rama and Lakshmana politely declined and continued to stay in the caves. A few weeks passed. The rains had stopped. A cool autumn was setting in. Rama was in agony, not knowing where Sita was. Lakshmana was really angry. He shouted, "Looks like Sugriva has forgotten his promise. I hear he's enjoying in the palace with delicious food and drinks. I will go and remind him of his promise." And he marched to the palace. The monkey guards were really scared of Lakshmana's anger. They ran to the palace to inform Sugriva. Sugriva was resting. He didn't understand why Lakshmana was so angry. Tara said, "Sugriva, you stay. Let me speak to Lakshmana first." Lakshmana was very angry, but he was respectful towards ladies. He bowed to Tara and asked where Sugriva was. Tara told him that he was resting. Lakshmana turned red in anger. He said, "My brother Rama is unable to sleep every night worrying about his wife. And here Sugriva, the ungrateful, who promised to help him, is resting peacefully. Ask him to come out. I'll teach him a lesson." Tara said, "Lakshmana, Sugriva is a king, but he is a monkey too. In the joy of becoming a king again, he has indulged in food and drinks and has lost track of days and seasons. But I can assure you, he has not forgotten his promise." Lakshmana calmed down a bit. Tara then summoned for Sugriva to come. Sugriva came out looking very sheepish. He said, "Lakshmana, I made plans of sending my monkey army in all directions to look for Rama's wife Sita once the rains had stopped. Please forgive me. I lost track of time and I wasted it. Do let Rama know that there won't be any further delay." Lakshmana thanked Sugriva and hurried back to convey Rama the happy news. That is how, my dear listeners, the wise Tara managed a really tricky situation between Lakshmana and Sugriva, and also reminded Sugriva to keep his promise to Rama. We know how Rama's story continued from here on. There are many ladies in Ramayana who played a really important role in this story. We will listen to the story of another lady from the Ramayana next week. If you enjoyed this story, make sure you share with your friends and family, and don't forget to leave a rating. I am Divya, and you're listening to Timeless Stories. Thank you for listening.